From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Owen Henderson. It's Wednesday, June 14th. Coming up, we'll hear a conversation with the owner of a proposed abortion clinic in Danville about the challenges she's faced and what's still to come. That story from Farrah Anderson in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. A new report from the University of Illinois suggests the state is failing to accurately track and help its homeless populations. Claire Lane reports.
Illinois Department of Human Services data show more than 10,000 people living in shelters or on the street each night. U of I researchers say insufficient data, combined with a poor system for keeping tabs on unhoused people across the state, has hindered how well officials can address and reduce homelessness. Report co-author Alyssa Cooper says one of the major hurdles in addressing homelessness is a lack of current and accurate data reporting, not because the data doesn't exist. Cooper advises maintaining a data warehouse to track changes in the homeless population so that it can be shared more easily between community organizations. Claire Lane, WBEZ News.
Bullying is a main concern for the newly appointed board member of the Urbana School District. Illinois Newsroom's May Antar has more.
Lola Jones is a lifelong Urbana resident. Not only did she attend schools in the district, but so did all her children and grandchildren. Jones says bullying is a personal matter, because in middle school, her sister was stabbed in the head with a straight razor and left disabled.
A lot of the things that go on in the school building have no business going on in the school building.
As a board member, Jones wants to encourage more parental involvement and find different community programs that can keep kids active and engaged. Her term will last for 2 years. I'm May Antar, Illinois Newsroom.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed a pair of workers' rights measures that offer protections during strikes. One new law makes it a misdemeanor to interfere with a picket line. It also includes a $500 minimum fine. Ed Maher, spokesperson for the International Union of Operating Engineers Local 150, says this could apply to anti-union bystanders, but it's targeting employers.
That includes employers who've put concrete blocks out and covered them with honey to attract bees, dumped piles of manure, just put concrete barriers to stop anybody from standing there and force them to have to stand in the road.
This stemmed from a U.S. Supreme Court case that considered whether a company in Washington state could sue workers over concrete left in trucks during a strike. The new state budget includes less money for a popular electric vehicle rebate program. That could hinder efforts to reach a stated goal of 1 million EVs on the road by 2030. The new budget includes $12 million for the EV rebates, which are typically $4,000. That's about $7 million less than last year. About 4,800 rebates were awarded last year before the money ran out. Brian Urbashevsky is director of environmental health programs at the Chicago-based Respiratory Health Association. He calls it concerning.
This is going to make it extremely difficult if you're not having incentives to encourage people, especially people of limited means, to move into electric vehicles.
There are now about 70,000 EVs on the road, which is up by about 60% from this time last year. Still to come, we'll hear a conversation with the owner of a proposed abortion clinic in Danville. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
The new PBS drama, Marriage, offers a heartwarming and candid look at the human need for companionship in a challenging world. Lead characters Ian and Emma navigate the difficulties and joys of a long-term, intimate relationship. Marriage explores all the ambiguity, insecurity, laughter, and touching moments that come on the journey to romantic bliss. Stream this and other dramas as a friend of WILL. Learn more at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Owen Henderson. The owner of a proposed abortion clinic in Danville says they will open once repairs from two separate attacks on the building are finished. Illinois Newsroom's Farrah Anderson spoke with Indiana resident LaDonna Prince about the challenges she's faced and what comes next.
So Since 1977, Prince has operated the Clinic for Women, which performs abortions in Indianapolis. But the governor signed an abortion ban in 2022 that was supposed to go into effect last September. But abortion is still legal, because that law is being challenged in court. Prince says she wants to continue to serve her clients in Indiana, even if the state does implement the ban. That's why she chose Danville, which is just over the border in Illinois, where abortion is legal.
It just made sense to go right across the state line because women often have issues with having the resources to travel very far. And so we're thinking, you know, it's an hour's drive, and so it won't be a huge undue burden on patients to come to Illinois if they don't have to go all the way to Champaign or all the way up to Chicago or even, you know, other clinics that are located in the state.
And even purchasing the building in Danville was a challenge. Prince says everyone involved had to sign a confidentiality agreement. But minutes after the deal was completed in March, people knew about the sale.
We had planned to make an official announcement ourselves, but they didn't allow us to do that in that they held a protest and then ran the article in the paper and released the name of the clinic here as well as my name. So the information was out there, but we wanted to tell our own story.
On May 3rd, the Danville City Council passed an ordinance outlawing the shipping of medication and tools used to perform abortions into the city, but it will only go into effect when a court says it can. Prince says she never expected that city officials would respond like that.
I think I just assumed that since Illinois is the safe haven state that it would be okay. I'm not delusional. I didn't expect that everyone would welcome us with open arms. But I certainly didn't expect them to create a new ordinance to try to work against us and against their own state law. That's a little incredible to me.
At her Indiana location, Prince says they've had very little pushback, except for the time when someone superglued their lock shut. But she never could have imagined a man would drive his car into the Danville building just weeks after the ordinance passed.
Again, it's what he did, the attack, yes. Did it hurt my feelings? Yes. Did it piss me off? Yes. Did it, you know, break my heart? Yes. All of those things are true, but it's not going to deter us from doing the work that we were made to do.
In that case, an Illinois man was charged with attempted arson after the May 20th attack. And last week, a vandal tore down the temporary repairs from that incident. Despite all that has happened, Prince believes that more people in the community want them there than those who don't. Still, she says they're working to set up additional security measures.
My job is to protect our clients and protect the staff. Everybody needs to go home at night. So we're going to do everything we can possibly do to try to fortify the clinic, to put all the safety measures in place that we have now and more.
LaDonna Prince is the owner of the Clinic for Women in Indianapolis. She says the location in Danville will open after repairs are completed. I'm Farrah Anderson, Illinois Newsroom.
You can find more reporting on the clinic and the ordinance that was passed in Danville on our website, illinoisnewsroom.org. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 80 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Claire Lane, May Antar, Alex Degman, Ryan Denham, and Farrah Anderson. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Owen Henderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.